Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So it's time to talk about gin again. Probably one of my favourite times of the month is when I get to come here to Spirit of Harrogate and talk to Alex about gin. So hello, Alex.
Hi, Beth. How are we doing today?
Very good, thank you. And the last time we were talking Navy Strength gin, we have talked in the past also about rhubarb gin, which goes down an absolute treat, probably too much of a treat, actually. But you have a lot of other flavours as well that people can try and buy.
Well, yeah, the idea mainly in the store is that people can come in and we've got these big Kilner jars filled with sort of concept gins. People can come in and they can sample them, and if they really like one, they go, oh yeah, we really, really like that. They give us some feedback on a few of them. And then if we get some good feedback on particularly on one of them, we'll do a limited edition bottle run so that people can get it. And that's where we got the rhubarb from and the Navy Strength from. It's from good feedback from customers and is going, well, do you know what? If people like it, why don't we bottle it and sell it to them? We've got 10 flavour profiles for people to try-ish at the moment in the store. 3 whiskey barrel-aged ones, so light, medium and high toast. Then we've got 3 mulberry flavours. We've got a mulberry infusion, a mulberry barrel-aged, and then mulberry infusion aged in a mulberry barrel. And then we've got one that doesn't seem to be going down as well as we anticipated, which is the saffron one.
Oh.
Probably due to the colour. It's a
orange?
It's more of an apple juice colour.
Okay, right, yeah. Can see how that would immediately think, should I drink
it? Yeah, so it is pretty nice, actually. I would suggest trying it, even if it's just for trying something different. Don't be put off by the colour.
Okay.
Then we've got Old Tom Gin, which is a sweeter Victorian-style gin. So it's made using the London Dry, with sweeter botanicals added to it post-distillation to create a slightly sweeter, more authentic style gin.
You have these 10 different barrels of flavours, and according to the feedback that you get from people that come in to the Spirit of Harrogate, that's how you decide what limited edition bottles you're going to do. So the public has real control over you, really.
Yeah, the 2 most popular ones at the moment seem to be the elderberry and strawberry flavours. Some of our clients and customers have dubbed it the X Factor of gins, which I'm not sure about that moniker, but, you know, yeah. It seems to be working that way anyway, although we don't really have a Simon Cowell grumpy type to say, no, we're not doing that.
Oh, shame. So is there the possibility then that if you are creating new gins that they will get bottled up and not used and not liked? Does that happen?
So far we've got a pretty good success rate, but that's the whole concept of this. It's more market research as well as giving the public a chance to decide what they want. So when we do the limited edition runs, we tend to do them in a small batch first to see how it goes. Like the rhubarb, we only did like 200 bottles to start off with. Mm-hmm. But we sold out that quickly of it. We kind of went, well, that's going to kind of come off being a limited edition, almost become part of the staple line. The Navy, we did 60 bottles and we've already done a second batch on that because it's become so popular. Obviously with this coming up to Christmas, we don't really want to dilute ourselves too much, so we've come up with more interesting concepts of how you can get more creative yourselves, because everyone likes to play around in the kitchen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes to make a mess. With it being September and going through in autumn, they're the 3 most in-season fruits at the moment are slow berries, figs, and damsons. Everyone loves a slow gin.
Yes, they do.
And we get pestered constantly to make a slow gin, but what we've found is that most people that like a slow gin tend to like it themselves, because not everyone likes it so sweet or quite dry. It's more well balanced. So we've come up with some concepts and some ideas to give people a chance to play around and create their own versions of these gins with minimal effort. And also another point is they take a while to develop. Like a good slow gin takes at least 3 months to develop.
Mm.
But if you're using the methods we're using, you can create a very similar style of slow gin with a similar kind of taste profile in a very short space of time. Using whichever fruit you decide to choose, whether it's slow, damson, or fig, creating a jam. That way you don't have to necessarily spoil a good bottle of gin, as some people might say. So basically, with this one, you can use slow, damson, or fig. We're going to get 1 kilogram of the chosen fruit. You don't have to worry about de-pitting them or de-stoning or de-seeding them or whatever, because we're going to be heating them up and we're going to be straining it, so it doesn't really matter. And we're going to start with 300ml of boiling water, and depending on how sweet you want it, about 1.3 kilos of jam sugar. You could use caster sugar as well. And what we're going to do is we're literally, it's really simple. You're going to wash and clean the fruit. If you're doing it with sloes, maybe prick them. The flavour is more likely to come out quicker. And then you're just going to place them in like a really large, wide pan with the water over the top and leave that to simmer. When the fruit's soft, we're going to just basically press the fruit against the sort of side of the pan. And then as they cook, the fruit will release their stones and the pips and stuff like that. And you can either use a slotted spoon to remove them, or if you feel like it, you can strain it using like a cheesecloth or just a sieve or something, because they're pretty big, so you don't need to faff around with it too much. And what you want to do is, after you've done that, is you want to simmer the jam until the mixture is reduced by about half. So that can take some time. It depends on what you're cooking on, how long you're cooking it for. And once you get to about half size and reduction, you want to add the sugar in, and you just want to keep stirring it until it's all dissolved, and then bring the jam to a boil and boil it rapidly for about 5 to 10 minutes. And a good test to see if the jam is ready, take a little bit off, just take it off the heat, take a little bit off and place it on a saucer in the fridge, and if it sets, the jam will be ready. Pour it into like a warm sterilized jar, so like a little kilner jar. You just have to sterilize it by using boiling water. Pour that out and then pour the jam straight in it. It's better to use a warm jar, obviously, so it prevents cracking and things like that. You can either use the fig, the damson, or sloe jam, whichever one you created. You can use it to create a really good twist on a classic drink, one that might be your favourite, or be a bit more creative and have a real play around. But we're going to use a classic gin cocktail here, which is known as a White Lady. You can start off with a single, like a little teaspoon, maybe tablespoon, depending on how sweet you like it,
of the jam.
Just pop that in the bottom of your shaker, pour over 25 ml of gin, and then give it a little stir to get it all mixed up. Add 25 ml of Cointreau and 25 ml of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Basically, you just want to add ice and shake it, and then double strain it into a martini glass. Or you could serve it over ice if you want the bits, or you could use crushed ice, or there's a lot to play around with.
Right, I'm feeling definitely ready for autumn then. I'm a bit sad to say goodbye to summer, but actually with one of these autumnal jams or cocktail ideas, that's a really, really great option. Can people come in to the Spirit of Harrogate and try anything along these lines?
Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be working some of these recipes on a larger scale so that people can sample it.
Alex, thank you so much for having me at the Spirit of Harrogate. I'm going to go and try out some autumnal cocktails, so thank you.
Yeah, fantastic, thank you.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.